With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, President Biden had a rough time Thursday night in the debate. House Speaker Mike Johnson says former President Donald Trump showed why he should be back in the White House.
I think on every metric of performance, President Trump obviously did much better. He was right on the issues. He showed the temperament, the stamina, the mental acuity that is necessary to do this really important job at this really important time.
Meanwhile, Democrats continue to have a major problem just outright. And then after that dismal performance, a number of Democratic leaders say they are going to try to push the president out of office. Still, that remains to be seen. Also, at srnnews.com, correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports on Russian strikes in Ukraine.
Russian shelling of frontline villages in eastern Ukraine has killed four people. Meanwhile, rescuers in the city of Dnipro have been digging through rubble after a Russian attack ripped through a nine-story residential building, leaving one person dead. The attacks came as Russia continues to stretch out Ukrainian forces in several areas along the 1,000-kilometer front. Moscow has stepped up airstrikes in a bid to drain Ukraine's resources, often targeting energy facilities and other vital infrastructure. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
The timing was bad and an airline very upset. Massive problems and headaches for Canada's second largest airline, WestJet, canceling 150 flights, affecting thousands. That after the union of maintenance workers walked off the job earlier in the day. This is SRN News. Israelis are seeking the gospel.
Jews for Jesus reports a spike in the number of people from Israel requesting copies of the New Testament in the wake of last fall's devastating terrorist attacks by Hamas. Jews for Jesus executive director Aaron Abramson tells the Christian Post that the attacks rattled a lot of Israelis, making them ask bigger questions about life and spirituality. Jews for Jesus has offices in Israel and has been providing relief for the victims of Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, a group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it has recorded an overall increase of more than 80% in incidents last year, more than half of that total coming after Muslim terrorists attacked Israel last October. Nearly 5,000 anti-Semitic incidents in Germany in 2023 were recorded. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court says cities may enforce bans on the homeless who are sleeping outdoors. Correspondent Rita Foley reports on a new court ruling on the homeless sleeping bans.
This ruling comes as more and more people in the nation have no permanent place to live. The High Court's 6-3 decision reversed a ruling by a San Francisco-based appeals court that found outdoor sleeping bans amount to cruel and unusual punishment. Some leaders in Western states had argued that outdoor camps were poking onto sidewalks and other public spaces. Homeless advocates, on the other hand, said allowing cities to punish people who need a place to sleep would criminalize homelessness and make the crisis worse. Reading from the bench in a dissent to the high court decision, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said, "Sleep is a biological necessity, not a crime." I'm Rita Foley.
More details at srnnews.com.